Welcome back to the Powerful Project. We are so excited to bring you season 2, new and improved, even better than before. And today we're going to talk about balancing strength training and cardio.
Yes, we've done over 50 episodes now for you guys, so make sure you go and scroll back and listen to all of them. They're amazing. But we're going to dig in deep this season, getting into the nitty-gritty details of women's health, fitness, training, cardio, everything from nutrition to a mindset. You're going to be getting massive amount of extra
all the
episodes.
Juice. All the juice.
And maybe some personal random stories and tangents like last year. Yes, let's get into it today. So balancing strength training and cardio. Poor old cardio has had a bit of a bad rap lately. Most people in the fitness industry will either focus wholly on strength training or focus just on cardio. And you might find people, you know, arguing with each other whether you should be focusing on strength or we should be focusing on cardio. Surprise, surprise, you need both. Yay. They both are important.
It's never black and white.
That's never black and white. We're all those grey girls in the middle. It's all about balancing both of them to make sure that you can get the health benefits out of both. The people in the cardio world will often say, oh, you don't need strength training. It weighs you down. It makes you heavy. You're not as fast. People in the strength training world will say, don't do cardio. It's going to make you lose your gains. But both of these are only one side of the equation. Strength training is important for building your muscle, building your strength, making sure that you feel confident in yourself, making sure you've actually got that nice base of lean muscle. Cardio is important for your heart health, your fitness, your endurance, getting that nice endorphin high, and also making sure that you can make it through the day without dying of exhaustion. Yeah. Because we need cardio fitness.
And I'm guilty, and I used to be that person, hey, you don't need cardio, you know, you can do that by yourself or like go for walks. But I think I've read a really important post the other day and it's spoke to me and I was like, oh, it's so true. It was about, it used to be strength and conditioning. Everyone kind of forgot about the conditioning. I'm like, yeah,
you're
it's
so right.
So true.
Yes.
And then also, I think now everyone's on the hybrid train, and now we overuse the word hybrid athlete a little bit as well, because really, cardio and strength training always went together, and they always should have been together. Whereas now it's like, oh, I'm doing cardio, I'm a hybrid athlete. I'm like, guilty again. But really, it's so important because cardio has its place, and it's really good for your heart health and endurance, but also for your mental state. And I think people forget about it, because when you're in the gym and you're lifting weights, it's amazing, but you don't have the capacity to like just go and let your thoughts go, because you have to concentrate. And while I feel like strength training is some sort of meditation, because you like mind muscle connection, squeezing your muscles and you're in tune with your body, it's not as much of a mental outlet, I would say, compared to cardio. Because when you're doing the cardio, it's like, all right, I'm in or I'm out. There's no in between. I either get this done and I'm going to challenge my demons and I'm going to talk positive to myself, or I'm not going to get this done. Whereas with strength training, like, okay, I can go a little bit lighter today. I'm not feeling it. I can go, and you can go slower and faster with cardio, but I feel like there's more mindset work that needs to be done in a cardio session because it's easier to give up on yourself than in a strength training session.
Yeah, in cardio, you often find the whole mind gives out before your body situation is quite a lot more relevant, because when you're strength training, you are aiming for, say, 8 to 12 reps. You're aiming for fatigue and failure. You can't actually do more than that. That's the whole point of strength training, to get stronger. Whereas endurance training, cardio, you're actually often going for longer or harder or faster, and your body has more capacity than you think it does. So that's why that mental side starts coming into it. Plus also in cardio, you often find that flow state comes in quite well. So once you've been doing, you know, say running, you've been running for a little while, like 5-10 minutes, you're like, this is the hardest thing on earth. I just want to stop. But then you click in and you find flow and you start finding that rhythm. It's a beautiful place to be, and it's a beautiful place to practice that flow state, because you can apply it to other areas of your life, including mental focus at work or in study. You find that first little while is hard, and then you click into flow state and focus, and you can keep going for a period of time. And that endurance comes from building that longevity and being able to do things for a longer period of time. It's a really important skill. And cardiovascular fitness, you'll find you do strength training for ages and you'll think you're on your high horse because you're so good at strength training, you're so strong, until you try to walk up a hill or a flight of stairs and you realize you sound like you're dying of an asthma attack. And you're like, oh, my lungs and my circulation is so important as well. So it comes up in places where you don't actually realize that it's so important. Most people don't realize how unfit they've become until they get a test like that.
Yeah.
Like, say they do need to sprint along the beach one day for some reason, their dog pisses off and they have to run after them. And they're like, oh, God, I'm oh, not dear. As fit as I thought I was. So both of them do go hand in hand. And we are here to say, do both.
Yes, do both. And there's this whole about walking doesn't count. And I think steps and walking is really, really important. But when we're looking at the heart rate or the zones, then yes, walking doesn't get your heart rate up as much as a run or a high intensity, I don't know, whatever you choose of choice of devil,
for training or sport.
Your assault bike or your ski erg or all the fun stuff. And we're not here to say that you have to smash yourself all the time, but it does help to have some output that actually elevates your heart rate for your heart health and your conditioning and just generally.
Yeah. If we want to get a bit sciencey, you've got aerobic conditioning, which is where you're using oxygen in your body, and that's usually lower levels of intensity. So that's like your general walking, basic swimming, light cycling. You're able to use oxygen during that phase, and your body is using a slightly different system during that phase of cardiovascular training. But as you increase the intensity, the ability of your body to use that oxygen gets lower and lower. And so you eventually get into this state called anaerobic training, maybe a bit fancy, but your body's not able to use oxygen in that state. So it starts using a different system. And that is often where you'll build your fitness to that next level, because your body has to train that system. It has to build that capacity and be able to do it better. And that's where if you're increasing your intensity up to, like, say, 70, 80% of your maximum, you're going to get that benefit. And remember, 70, 80% maximum isn't of your overall ability, it's your current ability.
Yeah.
So like you just said, you do not need to smash yourself all of a sudden to get into that high level of cardio. Like, if you're someone who's only been walking and you get on the assault bike and you just destroy yourself, you're not going to have a good time. You might throw up.
Yeah,
and your fitness probably won't increase because next time you won't want to do it. So you need to find your capacity that is reaching that 70, 80% maximum. You're pushing yourself. If you're a higher level athlete, you can start pushing for those maximal levels. But remember, your whole body needs to be primed for that. Like, your joints and your tendons need to be ready for that. Your muscles need to be able to do that. You're going to get cramps galore and tendon issues and ligament damage if you just try to do max effort. You have to train for it.
Yeah. So like anything, small steps, like ease small into steps. It. So if you know, oh, I want to go for a run and I want to do 5Ks. If you've never ran 5Ks, please just go for one or less than that.
Yeah.
You can't just smash. You can, but your body
won't. Keep doing it.
Your body won't like it. So small steps, ease into it. And I know lots of my clients are currently doing like couch to 5K, and that's a really good way to get into running and building a slow habit, or maybe jogging for a couple of meters and then walking again and then jogging a little bit. Just be kind to yourself when you're starting something new.
And you have that understanding that certain intensities of cardio have different benefits. So if you're currently walking for your baseline cardio, fabulous, that's great. And it's also great for daily movement.
Yeah.
But if you're pretty good at that now and you find it's not much of a challenge, maybe try adding in some little bit more harder styles of cardio, some little, you quote unquote, anaerobic, that's the fancy word. And it could be simple as going up some more hills.
Yeah.
Like, you could do some more hill walks where you're pushing yourself that little bit more. Your heart rate is increasing. You're feeling your breath is having to work harder to pump the oxygen around your body, and your heart's pumping harder. That's a sign that you're starting to push your cardiovascular system that little bit more. And it doesn't need to be the biggest thing in the world, but it can really be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's also a synergy between the both. So there are people in both camps yelling at each other like, yours is bad, mine's good. They're both good, and they're both just on a big spectrum, really. So strength training is on one end, focusing on your strength and your power and your ability to lift heavy weights. Cardio is on the other, with your endurance and fitness. But at a certain point, they help each other in the middle. So if you are building strength, if you're a cardio athlete, say you're an endurance runner, if you're not doing any strength training, you might start getting some issues from your consistent cardio running because of that repetitive movement. A lot of runners get weaker hips because their glute mid muscles on the side of their hips start to get weaker from that constant movement. If the hips are going out, they might get issues with knees or ankles because that constant movement is also creating that pattern. However, if they are doing some training in the gym, especially some little rehab style movements and then some big compound movements to work their body, that's going to help their running. So they're going to get less injuries, less pain, and more functionality. Then vice versa, if their strength athlete is doing some cardio, they're going to be able to have more endurance in the gym. They might be able to push out that couple of extra reps.
Imagine doing more than 5 reps.
Yeah, the big power athletes might not be able to do that many reps. But you can push yourself that little bit more, that little bit more endurance, which ties across to your training. you can get more out of your workouts and then you can get more benefits. So eventually it can help you build more muscle because you actually do more reps.
Yeah.
It's really important to make sure that both of them go hand in hand.
And that's bringing us to the next thing really, where I get lots of people ask all the time, like, oh, should I go run before the gym or after the gym? Mm. And generally rule of thumb would, if you can only do it all in one day, it depends on what's more important. If you're running for an endurance event and that's your next event and you're going to do a competition, you should probably run before you go to the gym. But usually the people that come to us, their strength training is more important. So mm-hmm. they should always do the strength training first and then do the cardio after. Because technically you don't want to pre-fatigue yourself, and strength training or strength goals are the more important goal to you, and then do the cardio after that. Ideally, you do it on two different days.
Mm.
You would do, I don't know, lower, upper, running, upper, lower, so that you spread it out. If you can as well, and if you don't want to do it straight after each other, you could do a strength training session in the morning and then a run in the afternoon. That way you have more energy for both, because even if you do the strength first and then go for a run, you're going to be a little bit pre-fatigued. Unless it's, I feel like if it's an upper body day, you'll probably get away with it a bit more if it's running is the goal.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be doing a heavy leg day and then go for a run, or go for a run and then do a heavy leg day either. Or
yeah, definitely do that. Don't do that second.
Yeah. Because that's like, if you then go into heavy squats, you're going to be so pre-fatigued, and that's going to be more prone to injury as well. So I always recommend try two different days if you can, if your schedule allows that. If not, after.
Yeah. And also, when you train, your body has something called glycogen in the muscles, which is what your carbohydrate is stored as. And that's literally used for energy for your strength training. So if you burn that all out, mm-hmm. doing a high intensity cardio workout or any cardio workout, you're going to have none of that for your training. So you're probably going to be at a higher risk of injury because you can't do his correct form because you don't have that energy and that power. It's not going to be a good idea. So I recommend, like V said, if you have to do them both in the same session, do the strength first and then do your cardio after, if that's your basic goal. Like if you're just a general person wanting to get fit and healthy, that is the perfect way to do it. And optimally spread them out so you've got enough energy to do both really well. So it would be nice to get the most benefit out of both. But also we understand you're all busy people with only a certain amount of time in the week for exercise. That's definitely what I would recommend as well. Now, so how do you actually put this into your week? How do you find a balanced routine? Well, similar to what we've just said, figure out when you can actually train and when you can start fitting this into your weeks. So I'd always say put in your strength workouts first as to where you can definitely do them, because you usually need about an hour to get your strength workout in, unless you're doing quicker, shorter, supersetted workouts. An hour workout will be the best for your strength training. Then you can start fitting the cardio in. So can you do it in the mornings before work?
Mm-hmm.
Don't need to be long if you're doing more of those higher intensity cardio intervals. Like you can even take 20 to 30 minutes to go out, warm up, do a couple of hill walks or hill runs, get your heart rate up, then you can come back. That's a cardiovascular workout. It doesn't need to be hour-long endurance training unless that is your sport.
Yeah.
So where are you going to fit this into your week? Or like we said, you can put it after your strength workouts if you have the time and that's all you've got. Or you can do more on the weekends where you've got time for longer endurance runs or more endurance work on the weekend. Figure out what's going to work for you so this is actually going to make sense and it's going to be sustainable for you.
100%. And then it comes to recovery as well. How can you recover? Because I always used to have the excuse, I'm like, I'm not running because then my squats aren't low enough. My calves will get tired.
My legs are
sore. And then my squats will suck even more. So it's going to be super important that if we're increasing your endurance work, that we're also looking at your recovery and making sure that you're fueling yourself enough. But also if you're adding cardio to lose weight and you have a higher output, then we've got to make sure that we're fueling our sessions and making sure that we're like consuming those carbs before strength training and after strength training and making the most of it to help with recovery as well. But then also, if running is one of the things that you're doing, look at your calves, roll those calves, strengthen the calves, because that's probably the muscle that gets the most tired, depending on your heel strike and stuff. Hamstring, quads, they're going to suffer. If you're doing more to your body, you're going to have to work on recovery more as well. So it's going to be super important that you have, when you're looking at your week and schedule, I would highly recommend that you have a couple of stretching mindfulness sessions throughout the week as well. And even if it's just 10 to 15 minutes, you sit down watching your favorite Netflix show and do some mobility or use your massage gun or whatever you've got, a foam roller, just making sure that you're priming your body for all the activities that you're doing, because I think I'm guilty of that as well. I'm always really, really good in looking after my body in a way of I can push it, but not so much looking after my body in a way of like, all right, recovery and like slow down. So that's one of my things this year where I'm really working on. So I think when you're looking at the week and you're scheduling in your session, allow yourself that recovery time in between those as well.
Yeah, really, it could be a third pillar, which yeah. in my program it is. Yeah. It's like training, you've got strength training, cardio, and then there's mobility, recovery yeah. as its own little section. Because the more output you do, the more input you have to put in. So if you're pushing your energy high and you're training yourself hard, you're going to need more recovery. So again, it doesn't need to be a million hours. It can be just a little bit of a stretch at the end of the night, a little bit of that foam rolling or massage on the tighter areas to give them a little bit of a release and circulation, making sure you do prioritize some more recovery activities. Like even if it's gentle walks are actually good mm-hmm. recovery, light swimming, you can have ice baths, saunas. They are good ways to just get that circulation going, get all the waste products moving out of your body, helping those muscles, joints, tendons, everything start to recover so that you can actually get back out there and do better work. Because you build in the rest. So once mm-hmm. you've put in the output and you're working, you need to make sure you're putting some input in. And of course, food is a huge building block for your recovery.
Eat so, your protein.
Yes. If you're just thinking, I could exercise all I like and eat whatever I like, you're probably not going to have a good time. You're not going to get the most out of anything that you're doing. It's important to go delve into the nutrition principles. Are you eating enough protein? Are you drinking enough water to make sure that you're actually recovering and hydrating? Are you getting enough food in the door, enough calories to support your training? Because the more you train, the more energy you're burning too. So even if your goal is fat loss, you have to make sure that you're not getting yourself into that overtraining state where you're pushing yourself so hard that your poor body can't keep up anymore, because you will burn out if you're doing that.
And also enough salt.
And
I think
salt,
that's another
yes.
thing. People are always really scared to adding salt. But if you're, especially in the heat here sometimes, mm-hmm. if you are not replenishing the electrolytes and your minerals in your body and you're not adding salt to your foods, if you're having a shit diet that's like full of processed stuff, there's obviously probably enough salt in all your foods and sodiums and stuff.
But maybe not enough micronutrients.
Yeah, but then look at the micronutrients and make sure that you are adding salt to your meals. If you are someone that sweats a lot and you go running a lot and, yeah, doing all the things is going to be super important.
Yeah, poor old salt got demonized as well. But salt is only an issue if you have super high blood pressure. Most healthy people in the middle range of blood pressure need salt to replenish it for when they are training mm-hmm. because you're sweating it all out. You can drink a lot of water and think you're hydrated, but you're actually not.
Flushing
through the body. Yeah. Your body needs that salt to actually have the minerals come in and get absorbed in. Plus the electrolytes there, potassium, magnesium, sodium, calcium, and one more. There's one more. I will remember it later. But anyway, there's five electrolytes that you also need to make sure you're replenishing yourself with. So even if you have a simple Hydralyte or one of the really good brands, Hydralyte is the basic brand, get a really good brand of electrolyte to help replenish you. It's going to help you with your recovery as well. You'll feel magic, especially if you get that magnesium in. You're going to help. It's going to help so much with your recovery with magnesium. Did I say calcium?
Yes, you did.
Damn it. I was like, calcium.
I was looking at it the other day because I was going to order some new electrolytes because I felt like the tablets you get in the supermarket aren't quite.
Yeah, I've been trying a few different brands.
And I went down to a workout and their Submart was there. And I was like, well, this is actually really good. This tastes great. And it was on special. So like,
which one was it?
It's a white packaging with green writing on it. And it comes in four different flavors. And the one that I tried is raspberry. And it was really good because it wasn't too sweet.
Mm. Yeah, when they're super sweet, they'll be a bit sickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've been using one called Level Up, which is okay. It's a little bit sweet, but it's still a good one that's really helping with my recovery. And then I've also been seeing advertisements for one called Salt, which is more of a natural one.
Yeah.
It's quite salty. So I want to try that one.
I've seen that.
I personally love salt. I would like that one.
The one that I looked at was called Bindi Light, mm-hmm. and that's more natural one. It doesn't have too much sugar and stuff at it. And then the other one I was looking at was, I can find it.
While I'm here, I can look at all the electrolytes. Sodium, chloride, potassium, calcium, and magnesium. I can't remember which one I didn't say before.
Oh, the other brand's called Pure. Mm-hmm. And that's white and green as well.
Yeah.
And the ingredients look good. I was like, yeah, that looks good to me. I'll try that. And it tasted good.
Yeah. So I think anyone who's training now, especially in this summer heat, you've got to start supplementing with a little bit of electrolytes and extra magnesium as well to help make sure you're recovering well. You'll feel so much better. I honestly feel like when I drink electrolytes, I'm like getting topped back up again because you feel a bit weak and tired and exhausted after your workout. They help so much. So recovery is important. Get onto it. Eat well. Recovery and rest, also sleep, make sure you're sleeping enough, and also doing recovery activities, mobility to make sure your poor old body is getting a chance to open all up those tight muscles, and then having electrolytes or supplementation to help make sure that you've got enough micronutrients, electrolytes, salt, everything coming in the door, you'll feel so much better. So overall, making sure that you are actually balancing strength and cardio into your workout routine is going to make you feel so much better. You're going to feel like a balanced human being and actually get the benefits from both. They don't have to be fighting against each other in your routine. But it's also important to personalize the approach to you. So not everyone needs to be a high-level athlete. No. You can find what level of strength training suits you and then what level of cardio suits you. It might be, for now, a walk with a little bit of a boost up a couple of hills, and that's enough for your cardiovascular fitness, just so that you're pushing yourself that little bit more. Or you might be an athlete who's been overly prioritizing your strength training, and then you need to start adding in some cardio intervals to get your fitness levels up and get that endurance level a little bit higher. So have a little bit of a think about what you could fit into your week and that what would work for you to add in some cardiovascular fitness. Or if you're someone listening to this who's a cardio bunny who spends hours on the treadmill or the Stepmaster, how could you add in some strength training? Because your approach might not be fully balanced either.
Yeah, to become the strong grandma, you'll need both.
That is our goal. We'll be here when we're 73, strong grandmas.
That's it. Do it both. You'll thank yourself later because you need that muscle.
You need it, yes.
Even a squat, you will do squats for the rest of your life because you're going to go sit down on a chair and sit back and stand back up. So if you're thinking strength training is something that you don't need, you're wrong.
I also want to be a strong grandma who can walk up mountains too. Yeah. They inspire me too. When so you go good. On a holiday and you're seeing some little oldies up there with their sticks, but they're looking fit as anything, they've got like Kathmandu outfits on. I'm like, you guys are awesome. You're up here walking up the hills. You're doing good things. You're having a great time. You're able to still enjoy your world. So we're always about the strong grandma life. We are building those blocks now for then.
The girl at CrossFit that sat next to me this morning, her deadlift PB is 130 and she's 50 something.
That's incredible.
I'm like, incredible. You're as strong as me.
That's
and
amazing.
You're like been doing it for the last 5 years.
Wow.
Five to seven, she said. And I was like, this is impressive.
That's so impressive.
Use that as some motivation here.
Always get inspired by that. Do everything now that's going to make the future you happy and fit, healthy, and make sure they look back and give you a little hug. That's what we want.
Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe to hear more and stay updated when we release a new episode. But we would also love for you to write a review if this episode has resonated with you and you also want to be a strong grandma. Remember that nothing changes if nothing changes. Reflect on what you've learned from this episode and message us your key takeaways. Until next time, keep showing up for yourself, take action for your health, and remember that you are powerful.